Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Apologies about the delay. Last day of the summer holiday, so I had to quickly run out to the shops. I've made these boys wait 10 minutes extra.
Honestly. 18.
I'm sorry. We needed a pepper and some carrots. And the wife looked at me like I'd failed as a father because there was peppers and carrots.
Just know you're not making me and Kedge wait. You're making the listeners wait.
No. Well, are we?
Oh.
It's not live radio.
It's not live radio. You can get away with it.
I'm sorry. I can't use that excuse. We're not on the radio anymore. We're not on the radio. Exactly. Sorry. I forgot.
And if there's one thing you realise is the listeners can bloody wait. They'll have to wait 1 week for these podcasts. Kedge makes them wait 2 weeks for a podcast sometimes.
You need to be refreshed, recharged, give you another semester of high intensity Kedge. It's not easy to maintain at that level.
What trying to be in Kedge?
It's hard work. You know
mate,
what I mean?
Mate, I think we need a 2 week break after we've been
from Kedge.
Yeah, let alone him.
Amazon Primer on the phone. They said, Kedge, can we do a documentary? Follow the warts and all, how hard it is to be in Kedge.
Yeah.
It'd be like a true life story, like you don't realize. I tell you, on that note, you tell you what I saw advertised, the Ricky Hatton one. That looks good.
Yeah, the Ricky Hatton one.
To end this way.
Yeah,
Ricky Hatton style documentaries. I want to see that. That's on my watch list, but we'll talk about programs later. How are you? You must, Satch, I know you're sweating. I know you got some sweaty Satchies down there.
I'm not at the moment because I've literally, to be fair, I was earlier because I went out for a walk. And do you know when the weather was just so nice, the sun was hitting you in the face. I was like, I'm feeling good. I think I walked an extra hour and a half just because I just wanted to be out.
An extra hour and a half.
So I was like, I'm going to go do a quick hour and come back. And then I just ended up going even further because I was like, it's just nice being outdoors. Because I'm telling you what, summer was a bit poor, wasn't it, this year?
It has been.
I think this is probably the best spell we've had so far. And that's quite sad, seeing as we're in September.
Agreed.
Today is a roaster. It's Tuesday the 5th. We're recording this right now. Just gone 4 o'clock in the afternoon. My neck is sweating. The folds in my fat on my neck are like there's moisture all around. And we played football in the garden, me, Milo and Logan, for about 10 minutes. Right. I was sweating. I was looking at them and they weren't sweating. I'm like, I'm the old one. Definitely the old one here. Yeah. But it's
too hot.
They said 30 degrees. 30 degrees.
It's too hot. I think we're touching worse. 29 as we do this. So, you know, it's funny
that because I've set up, obviously, we're doing the podcast online. A couple of weeks ago, only because it was a fiver, I bought one of those fans that plug into your USB of your laptop.
And
I was like,
you did.
And I was like, this is going to come in handy at some point. I've plugged it in and I'm using it right
you're
now.
One it's there. You're it's one right of there. Them.
You are in no position, Kedgel Bay. You are in no position.
Exactly.
The question.
Exactly.
Why would you do that? They're rubbish. No. But king of useful gad, I bet you've got that other portable one as well that everyone's carrying as well. That massive.
I've got two of those.
Oh, really? Do you know the reason why I bought this? And I was like, this is actually good if I was going out to DJ somewhere and it's hot and you just need to plug it into your laptop.
Has it got a little fancy stand as well?
No, it's got its own. Look, I'm going to show you. Look, it's got its own stand.
This guy. Look at it.
It's just there on the table. You can tilt it and stuff. It's good.
That is something that you know, like the owner of the local steel company in the village in Gujarat would have on the side of his computer plugged in as he's sitting there picking his toes and answering a phone call.
No, no, he's picking his toes and he's giving people their wages.
Yeah,
he's giving their wages. Yeah. They're going, pay some, you know, like this week.
All I'm saying is that whoever made this probably thought, oh, yeah, you know, those people in the UK, they're going to have a wicked summer. People will be buying this for 25, 30 quid. Bruv, it went down to a fiver. I bought it because it was a fiver.
Okay. How long? You paid £5 for that fan.
£5.
How long do you really expect it to last?
It's not going to be. He won't know where it is next year.
No, I'll tell you what. I'm telling you. I mean, it's already. I know where it is because it lives in my rucksack that I go out DJing with. So it's in there.
Well, it's keeping your sack cool in more ways than one.
If anyone sees Satch DJing, just nick that fan, break it, smash
why?
It. Whatever.
Why didn't it? Nick the fan? It was a fiver.
Definitely. If you see Satch,
just
grab the fan and run.
Yeah. Run.
I'm just saying, if you nick the fan, then my whole laptop's going with it, and then there's gonna be some trouble.
Okay, there's gonna
be trouble.
Unplug it.
If you drop his laptop, then Ked told you to do it, and Ked, you owe him a laptop, which is a bit more than a fiver. But I'm saying somebody, right? Some guy, girl, person thought, you know what? I'm gonna make fans that plug into a USB port, because not a new idea, it's been going around for ages. People have been plugging all sorts into USB things and little games that you can plug into your laptop. You can play little basketball, little tennis, whatever it is, all these other little chargers, devices, whatever. So someone's done it and thought, let's make it. If they're making it and they can sell it for a fiver, bruv, it's costing 20p to make.
Of course it is.
And Satch is going to be the guy who also buys that stupid thing that you wear around your neck that blows air.
That's going to
be the next.
He's going to have
headphones on his head, and then he's going to have this neck.
I saw someone with that today when I was out, and I thought, you look like a wally.
It blows air around your neck.
Yeah, so imagine you're wearing headphones, but you're wearing them there.
Round your neck.
Literally and wear it's around basically your neck. Where the earmuffs are, they're just two fans giving you air. You got sweaty neck, you said.
Yeah, I have. But that's what I was trying to work out. But if it's around your neck, it's going to blow up and cool your chin, or blow down and cool your chest. Which one is it doing?
It blows up.
Boy, it's blowing up. It's blowing up.
What?
Yeah, I know. Good. No, okay. Excellent. Well, there you go. Well, ice cream. Kedge, have you still got any ice cream? I always think of you when I was thinking about an ice cream today. I didn't really have one because it just felt a bit sicky. But I did want a Solero if it was available in the freezer.
Solero is a beauty.
But what did you have you dabbled today? Have you dabbled?
I haven't yet, but I will be later on. I think I've got a pot of Häagen-Dazs chocolate. Oof. The chocolate one. It's just banging. It's just guaranteed win.
You've got to leave that out though. You got to leave it out for a bit of Häagen-Dazs.
Leave it out, mate.
Like if you've been in the freezer for like a month or so, Häagen-Dazs, I tell you, you could use that to do your foundations on an extension. Yeah, it's so solid.
Do your foundation on your face.
That too. Kedge, does it smell like ginger or garlic or coriander or
No. We have a separate ice cream slot. So basically, all the ice creams get lumped in that.
Would anybody like to have a look? Kedge's ice cream slot.
You'd only find Mr. Freeze there.
You can stick your freaky foot in there. You can stick your Twister in there.
They're all in there.
You've got to be careful where you put ice creams in the freezer, because after a few days, it's going to smell like ginger.
Or garlic.
If the lids are shut, I mean, how are you storing your ice cream, Saj?
No, I'm just saying the contamination just goes anywhere in the freezer. There's nothing you can do about it. It happens.
You just reminded me. I've got to chisel the ice out of the freezer section.
Oh,
you
know, the chiseling. What? Why is it that we're in the 21st century and we can't design freezers which doesn't grow like the South Pole in there? What is that about?
Coming down. I don't know which one it was. It stalactites, stalagmites, or whatever. Which is the one that dangles down, dangles up? One dangle. You know, like you get in caves, you get those. I thought you would be all over stalactites.
I know what you mean by that, but I don't know the words for it. But I know what you mean by dangling down, dangling up. There's different names.
Ice space is jump. We call it jummed. It's jummy ahoya. Jummy.
Jummy you.
What?
Jumming you is what we say in Gujarati.
It's jummed.
Traffic jam.
Traffic jam.
traffic jam as divine.
No, you're just saying jam, but no, jamgya is like.
No, in Gujarat, we have the same word.
It's the same.
Jamigyu. If something has become like that, it's become jamigyu.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with traffic jam.
I think maybe if we look back into the Sanskrit origins of that, maybe the jamigyu is from the traffic jam. Jamigyu, jam.
And what about what you put in your toast?
Yeah.
Jam.
Bob Marley.
Jambu.
Oh yeah. We're jamigyu. I hope you like jamigyu too. It would be.
You get like jambura. They always sold from the same thing.
Jambalaya. What was that one? Jambalaya. That was a wicked tune.
So anyway, what have you got to do to defrost your freezer? Then you just got to turn it off and whack it with the chisel, wouldn't it? That's all you got to do. Get in there. Bit of warm water.
Casually, you just said casually, you've got to turn it off. But the process of turning it off means you've got to then move everything out of it.
But if you do it within a window of like half an hour, so nothing.
Melting in half an hour. You've got to leave it switched off for ages before that even starts melting. And then even then, like Tommy said, you've got to go at it with a pickaxe.
Yeah, to be fair, we ain't got that problem, and I don't think any Desi's gonna have that problem because we've probably got about 5 freezers in the house.
Yeah,
we have.
I see. I'm glad you said it because I didn't want to say. As you know, I've got a couple of fridge freezers in the house. So this one is actually a Smeg one, and they're the worst ones. I've got to say, it's the most fancy.
Oh, really?
Fancy. You know the Smeg one. Yeah, right. Yeah, that one. The other freezers are fine. They're all good.
I've got the Hench Desi one that you can fit like 6 mans in.
Oh wow!
The chest,
the big thing. Yeah, it's in the garage.
Yeah, man, people go missing in those freezers. I'm telling you.
Oh, you mean the ones that are horizontal, like a coffin?
Yeah, we got the vertical ones. We've got the vertical ones and the horizontal ones. Got them all. Wow.
Standing up dead
Seth,
people.
What do you do? Do you provide food to Iceland or something?
It could be. We could supply them.
I ain't gonna lie. I remember my mate Happy. And his surname is Man. For those who know me, I used to DJ with him, Happy Man. He, back in the day, when we were kids, his family had the chest freezer. And they had everything. They had packs of like 30 to 50, 60 fish fingers, nuggets. This house is balling. And when I saw that chest freezer, and tubs of ice cream, they had the chocolate, they had the vanilla, they had the Neapolitana, whatever that one is, with the 3 flavors in it. And I just thought, when I'm older, I need a chest freezer. That's when you know you made it. It's like when you go around to your friend's house and they don't have metal plates, they have normal plates, ceramic plates. You're like, oh, wow, these people are balling. They're not eating off of tiles. That was the chest freezer. Is an aspirational thing. So big yourself up, Satch. I want to.
I'm surprised you ain't got one, Tommy. You've probably got, but no, you've got loads of freestanding ones. I've noticed.
Yeah. I'm freestanding, but you got the big up your chest.
I've got the big up. Speaking of big up my chest, do you know what? There's someone that I do want to big up, and that is Sky TV. I called him this week. So basically, I'm off work this week, which has been quite nice, and I'm quite lucky that I've tied it in with the good weather. So. It's worked out quite well. Called up Sky, you know, got to do all these kind of admin-y bits while I've got a bit of time off. Called them up, had to renew like our contract thing. And the first thing is like you have to verify who you are.
For TV, for broadband, for both?
For TV, broadband, and I think, what's the other, phone line. It's all with them, basically. So I thought, give them a ring. You've got to verify who you are, which is fine. You know, just say what your name is and blah, 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 use some security questions. And then they're like, oh, your call is in the queue. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, how long is this going to be? They're like, it should be answered within 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, cool. Then the next option was, so what kind of music do you want to pick? Press 1 for pop music. Press 2 for jazz music.
Oh, hello.
Press 3 Brilliant. For R&B. And I was like, what? Straight in R&B. First tune that came up.
What was the tune? Let's guess.
Usher.
No. It was even more. It was Lauryn Hill.
Which
Doo
one?
Wop. Doo-wop. Yeah. And I was like, that is proper R&B.
Wow. And then what? So did you have a proper playlist? Like, how many tunes deep were you?
I heard 2 songs. And then just as the second one was finishing,
I would hold on for days.
That's what I said to the guy. I was enjoying that.
If they've got Bhangra Garage as an option, mate, I'm there.
Was it you and Bhangra married? Was it an 0800 number or was it a paying number?
No, I think it was a free number because if you're with Sky, it's free anyway, isn't it?
Right. Like, you could just plug that into your. You could plug that into your.
That's cheaper than Apple Music or Spotify. So you exactly. might just ring them up, pick your playlist, away you go.
But that's
forget
the thing.
Forget DJ Sachi. You just want to plug that in. That's your party sorted out.
But that's the thing. I don't know how long it might. You never know. It might just be like a playlist of 10 songs because they picked this call up within 10 songs. So, I mean, but I was impressed because it just gave you the option to say, what do you want to listen to? And then I was thinking, maybe I'll call them back and click on another playlist to see what they're playing on that, because I'd like to know what's going on.
I want that job. I want the job who selects the music for that playlist. What a job.
What would be good, though, that when you get through to the Sky representative, they speak in the way that fits the music policy you've just been listening to. So if it's R&B, they're all smooth and like, yo, were you saying, Sachin? Are you looking to upgrade your package? Let me hook you up. And then if it's house music, like, hey, we're going to have a rave inside. We're going to give you a new box and a new controller. You know, like, it'd be great. They wouldn't
have any problems with the Bollywood playlist, would they?
No, I don't think they would, because the call center was actually in India. So there you go. You can speak the lingo, everything.
And if you actually choose the Bollywood ones, you get like, they'll go, buddy, listen to me, okay? Don't get the package this way. Call me on my private phone. I'll hook you up. You know, you do a little private transfer. You get the dodgy.
And
dodgy
do you know box. What? I think if there's one thing that's a good thing about having a call center in India, do you know what? They actually get excited when they hear your name. Obviously, my name is... like Sachin, they're just like, they've not spoken to one of them this week. Do you know what I mean?
I've got to say,
he was so helpful. Probably gave me Sky Movies for free.
Wow.
And like made my package thing cheaper. I was like, yeah, result. It was just really friendly.
Talking of Sky, I just want to say that their telly, Sky Glass, it's so rubbish, honestly.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
I don't know if anyone's thought about it. So basically, Sky...
Is it an actual TV? What you mean? Like
It's an actual telly. It just hangs on the wall. No cables attached or anything. It all runs Wi-Fi. Yeah, Wi-Fi. That's it. It's all Wi-Fi connected. And it honestly, I had my first experience of it this weekend. It's terrible.
It's funny he tried to sell it to me. He tried to sell it to me over the phone, and I was like, "Nah, mate, my telly's better than that. I don't want that."
Why is it terrible?
It's just really bad. It's like not user friendly at all.
It's not you. Oh my God, Sach, user friendly. I just want to watch BBC One. I couldn't even do that. I mean, it's just like, how do I just watch BBC One? And then it always starts the program from the start, and it's just
My friend's got it, and I was like, this is a bit frass.
And also, if your Wi-Fi is terrible, that's it. The TV don't work.
Over. Yeah, game over.
You know what? It's quite thick, and I'll be honest with you. They've tried to make it like it's their Apple moment. Do you know what I mean? They're going to revolutionize telly. But what they should have done is they should have gone to Samsung or someone who already makes tellies. Do you see what I mean? Like, the key rule in business, you know, and this is now me just sort of showing off, because obviously I was hanging out with Stephen Bartlett.
CEO of Google here.
Yeah, see, well, Stevie of Kedge's Diary, because as I said...
Let me just get my notepad. Let me get my notepad and write this down. Everyone, write this down.
This is after speaking to Mr. Bartlett himself. But the first thing you've got to do is, if you're trying to go into a business, right, which basically other people are killing and dominating, there's no point in you trying to invent your own thing, because you haven't got all those years of experience and trial and error of making this product, which other people have and are so good at it. So therefore, you need to jump on that bandwagon and try and do a collabo and go, right, because imagine if they had done the collabo, Samsung Sky.
Stop calling it that. I let it go first time. I can't let collabo go twice.
Collabo is a universal word, bro.
Isn't that a singer? Is that like a Pakistani? Or is it Gulabo? Is that someone else?
No, that's the name of a Bollywood song.
Gulabo and Kolaba is the place in Bombay.
Objection, Your Honor. Objection, because I do think Sky have a little bit of experience with technology, with TV, but I will say it's Amstrad that make the remote controls. You know, Alan Sugar's company has always made the remote controls all over all those years and way back in the day as well. So I'm not sure, I don't think they Sky make their own Sky boxes. That's probably made by somebody else. So you're right. Why should they be making tellies as well?
But it's weird. Like they needed the company that they already spent thousands and millions of pounds into making a telly. And then you just go, right, here's our software, whack it in.
Maybe anything called Glass is jinxed. Google Glass failed. Sky Glass flop.
Yeah. Auto glass is doing all right.
Oh, yeah.
Did they come and come around and fix your crack?
Yeah. He talks out of his glass. Glass hole.
So anyway, from Kidge saying that, you know, the Sky Glass thing is a waste of time. And I agree with him. I do think it's a waste of time. There's something else that I came across this week and I thought, this is the first time I've ever done this. And I've got to say, I think it's changed my life.
Oh,
yeah. Honestly, I think it's changed my life. So the other day I had to put the bins out and, you know, I had like the bin bag in my hand and I was like, I need to get my trainers on now.
No. Straight barefoot, Saj, barefoot.
I'm not going out barefoot. That is disgusting.
I ran after the bin man barefoot today, 500 yards.
Yeah, running after the bin man means you had to catch him, and that's fair enough. You did it like a bug. No.
I forgot to put the bin out, and I had to lug that and run barefoot.
So anyway, I had to put the bin out, and I was like, it's not going to happen. I've got Sank in both hands, bin bag in one, got Sank Kelsey in the other hand, and I was just like, I just need to put some shoes on. So anyway, got to the door. I was like, my trainers are not going to go on because you need a little a wiggle to get them on.
Yeah.
My dad's Crocs were there.
Yeah. All right.
You didn't.
What do you mean?
It's the first time I've ever put my foot in a Croc.
What colour? We need to picture this. What colour?
They're navy blue. Like you can't really see them. They're just normal.
No, Crocs. You can see them. We don't matter what colour they. Never...
So anyway, they were there, and I was like, "Should
is
I do
your
it?"
Dad,
anyway.
Are your dad's feet bigger than yours? This is important.
No, we've actually got the same shoe size. Right. So because
I think. Because I'm thinking about the slottage, because if your hands are busy...
Yes, no. It's actually funny that because me, my brother and my dad all have the same shoe size, and then sometimes he like nicks some of my trainers. I'm like, where they gone? And it's like, bro, where's he got them from? But so anyway...
And so hold on, and then again, another important question. Was the strap at the back or over the top?
It was at the front, so you could slip them in. It was
over the top.
Yeah. So anyway, slipped them in. And then took two steps out my porch and I was like, oh my God, this is game changing stuff.
What? Like,
I was a massive collector of Jordan trainers. Then I've now moved on to Adidas because I think they're more comfortable. I think Yeezys are the most comfortable trainer. But a croc, different class. Different class.
I can't even be friends with you, mate.
I got two things to say about this. I love this. Number one. Firstly, do you know that there was I must have mentioned this in the podcast before, and I don't know what film it is. You're going to have to Google it yourself. There's a film that was set in the future, and it was like 25 years ago this film was made. Right. And in that film, they had to kind of predict what people in the future will be doing, what they'd be dressing like, what they'd be wearing. And they heard about this new shoe company. They went, oh, in the future, everybody will be wearing these shoes. That was Crocs. So this film predicted it, and they predicted that in the future everyone's wearing Crocs because they're super comfortable. Secondly, I was getting Milo's school shoes for obviously school starting now this week.
Yeah.
And lastminute.com, because basically the geezer's feet grow every week and a half.
Of course.
So I thought leave it to the last minute. Went into Clark's, right? And I got, by the way, my sister cussed me for that. She goes, you didn't buy shoes from Clark's, did you? Why'd you buy it from Clark's? And I'm like,
what's the cuss in that?
I don't know. So I feel like if I miss something, a Clark's a bit dated, a bit fuddy-duddy. But bro, I just looked around at the shoes, and for the first time in my life, I looked at the whole selection of shoes, and I thought, they look really comfortable.
Oh,
I didn't think they looked good.
Yeah.
I just looked at the leather, the stitching, the padding, the bit around the trim, and I'm like, man, that's a sign I'm getting old. And I told the woman, by the way, Amrit, who was working there, because as I walked in, she was smiling. And I went, why are you smiling? She goes, because I know who you are. But then we did get a bit of special attention. You have to take a ticket because there were so many kids' parents.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
She goes, look, I'll get your ticket for you. You have to wait in line.
By the way, who did she think you were?
Bobby Friction. Yeah. I carried on.
You're that catch from the brown load.
I told her I was Bobby Friction. Then I kicked the shoe stand over on the way out. I went, whoa, rock and roll. I love new music. And I walked out. And then I said to her, you know what? Look at those ones there. I said, they look so comfortable. Coming back to your Croc. And when I look at Crocs look so comfortable as well. But she looked at me and she went, those are old women's shoes. Those are shoes for 65, 70 year old plus women. And I went, well, they look fantastic. I'm not having a bad word said about them. They look very comfortable. So sorry, just had to get that in about the comfort of shoes. So I can imagine, Satch, your first experience with Crocs. Because walking in Crocs for the first time, it's like a stretchy, spongy, sandily cloud.
Springy,
an air cushion. Was it good?
It was so good. And that's what I mean. So when I go out to DJ, like at clubs.
Oh my
stuff,
God.
No. I wear Yeezys and I think that they are the most comfortable trainers to be standing in 5 sort of hours. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, if I was to get Crocs, like where would I wear them? So number one, I think I would wear them like in the garden and stuff to go outside. Like, do you know, just to do, go put the bins out and all of this kind of stuff. I think they're good for that. Quickly get them on. Then I thought, I think I might even actually take them to wear them if I was on a plane. Because again, quick to put on.
Sad.
I was like, they're probably the right footwear to wear on a plane. When you go to a loo and stuff.
Why are you so upset about this, Kate? I don't get it.
And do you know what? Like, it was one of them things. I was like, they look ugly. But I think now, brother, I'm at that age and I'm going to be 36.
Oh, no. Don't give up on it, please.
I'm 36 today, the day this podcast comes out.
Yeah.
Not today, as in Tuesday, but this day.
36 is Jawan, baba. Don't give up on life.
No, I'm not giving up. I'm just thinking, now I'm at that point, I don't care. If they're comfortable,
they're horrific. I was at the pub watching the Arsenal-Man United game. All right, albeit a desi pub. And there was this guy, Arsenal fan. Right. All right, he was in the full kit, which I find a little bit strange for a grown man.
Socks and everything.
Well, he didn't have... let me get to it. He had the top and the matching joggers, you know, with the back. I think that's a bit weird. Anyway, when he's a grown man, it's a bit weird. You know, once you're past 12...
Says the guy who's got loads of Spurs tracksuits.
No.
Everything Spurs.
No, it's the kit. It was weird. And then he just had these really dirty black Crocs on. And I'm like, bruv, you've come out into the public, you're here with your mates, and you're trying to give it bants and all of that. And look at it, he's like these big, like the word in Gujarati, we would say is Dharcha Jeva Crocs, which was just like, it's just, they're so ugly. And then I think they must have, that Google or something must have read my mind that I was thinking of Crocs. And then I'm getting ads for accessories to pin onto your Crocs, and you can now get torches on the end of your toes. So, Satch, you would love that, because if you need to find a tune or if something falls on the floor with your Crocs while you're DJing, then
you get snazzy looking ones now as well. Ones which have got funky grips and stuff.
Look at this way. I don't think I'd wear them out like that, like to any of that. But I do think...
I'll buy you whatever you want. I'll buy you any shoes you want, but don't wear them, please.
I think I'm going to buy a pair. I think I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to get a pair, and I think I'm just going to wear them where I need to, where I just need to be comfortable. I don't care.
Yeah. Can I be honest? I don't have much Croc experience. I like Birkenstocks. I've always loved my Birkenstock sandals.
Yeah.
And I like it because I'm a bit flat footed. Birkenstocks are tougher. So I feel like they're kind of putting my arch back. You know, it's like a good solid grip and whatever. But I don't know if I can say it. I don't think this is offensive to say. Well, I'll find out whether I get outed from the community or not. It wouldn't be the first time. Godvara, at the temple, obviously everyone takes their shoes off, right? But then in and around the toilets, there's just loads of communal sandals. Ked, you would hate it.
I'd rather just hold my wee, but yeah.
Okay, so there's communal sandals. When you open the doors of the men's toilet, there's about 8 pairs of sandals there. Now, the average man has about size 8, 9, 10 shoe. I'm a 13. Right.
Right.
So I'm looking around. I'm thinking often I can only just put my toes into the sandals.
Tommy wears 5 of them on his toes.
And then I have to tiptoe like to the urinal, do my little thing, and then, you know, put them back, whatever. And then I hop out the toilet. But if I see Crocs there, jackpot.
They're going in.
Straight in. They've got
that's grim. Someone else's feet have been in that, and it's just in the toilet. You guys.
Yeah.
I don't think I could use some, like, it's different. My dad's, and I only went 2 seconds up the thing to put a bin out. It's a bit different, but I don't think I could go in communal Crocs. That's disgusting.
No, communal Crocs, what next? This is terrible. What? Communal pants. No.
But it's all right, because it's in a temple. It's like God takes care of it. It's fine. You're going to catch
He disinfects them. He disinfects them after every use.
Speaking of God.
Yeah. Oh, he's going. He's going.
Oh, featuring on the podcast this week, we have God.
Well, we kind of do. And can I say this? I think I got a bit of beef with God.
Well, you can't say that for a start. If it's a vegetarian God, you can't say that.
Hear me out. I'll tell you what my dilemma is this week. So obviously, Thursday is my birthday. I turned 36. And I'm like, yeah, cool. I'm not working. I'm actually working for the rest of the week. So like I'm DJing Wednesday through to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's a busy week. So I was like, Thursday's the only day I've got off. And I was just like, oh, like, you know, it'd be nice to do something with my family and stuff like that. Get like my cousins around and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So early this week, my mum goes to me, oh, you know, like everyone's coming around on Thursday. And I was just like, yeah, like, you know, whatever, like whatever.
Yeah, birthday vibes.
And standard, you know, we just get food and stuff, like nothing too crazy. And she was just like, oh, yeah, by the way, it's Jen Marshmi. Tommy, do you know what that is?
Is that? Yeah, I do. I've heard it. Hold on. That's not the fasting for your husband one, is it?
No.
It is Krishna's birthday.
Sorry.
So he's basically whacked it in on the day that is my birthday, because obviously it changes. It goes towards the other calendar, but it just coincided with the date that I was born on. So then I was just like, well, that's my birthday kind of cancelled then, isn't it?
You can't eat meat. You got to follow.
Yeah, that's at the window. Yeah, definitely. But we
that's all right.
No, we eat special. Like, you got to eat special food on that day. Ken, do you know all about this? What's it called?
It's like Ferrari, isn't it?
Yes.
Not Lamborghini, Ferrari.
He looks so baffled right now.
So basically, it's got to be food that it hasn't got like any flavors in it, anything like that. No salt, and it's just like basic kind of raw sort of boiled food.
What's the meaning behind it? Like, to go back to basics, to kind of.
No, I don't know. To be fair, I don't really know much.
I don't do it. I'll be honest.
I want to apologize to the Hindu community, because I'm looking at my two let down Hindus here. Both of them quietly shrugged their shoulders.
Don't ask us anymore. On that day, that's what these lot cook like at home. Like basically, yes. Like my folks. Yes. And like my cousins and like their like my aunts and uncles.
What's the Ferrari thing? What are you talking about? What's Ferrari?
That's the name of it. That's the name. Kind of that food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That cuisine. That's
falafel. Is it a word? Are you saying it's a word like Ferrari? Is that what you mean?
No. Yeah. You say it as Ferrari,
it's Ferrari. Yeah.
But what is it?
It's hard to explain to Cage.
Dishes. No, give me the correct word. I want to know what the word is. Is it Ferrari or like that?
No, Ferrari.
Ferrari. Oh, it's actually Ferrari. I thought that you were joking. Like, oh, it's like Ferrari. It's like Ferrari.
That is the word. So anyway, that kind of food. So obviously, and it's just like, well, I'm not really a fan of that kind of food, but you know, I eat it for that day because it's just a religious day and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. Birthday's a bit of a write-off this year, isn't it? That's it. Done.
What can you do?
My family going to get me a cake and probably write my name and Krishna's name on it? They might do.
That's a big look though, isn't it? I want to see that birthday picture. DJ Sachi and Bhagwan Krishna.
What I mean. So I don't know. It's just the way I look at it, it's just not happening this year. Birthday's cancelled.
Okay, well, if you listen to this podcast, at DJ Sachi, let's inundate him with lots of Ferrari messages and lots of lovely messages. flavorful messages as well. Just send him pictures of Ferraris. Please do that.
Yeah.
Just send him pictures of cars. And
how's your Nando's looking today, mate? Now that we've finished all of Satch's stories, my God, he's been up to a lot this week. The only one thing that I was going to bring was that I was top of the Fantasy Football League.
You weren't. You were knocked off.
But I was knocked off on the final day. By some fella called Bhavik, and obviously on our Insta stories we'd posted that, like, obviously because Tommy and Satch were like, please, we can't have Kedge on the top of the Brownlow League because we'll never hear the end of it, and it was like you conspired and you got the whole universe against me, and then this fella called Bhavik then ends up one measly point ahead of me on the Brownlow League, and I'm like, my God. So we posted it on our socials saying, thank God for that. Well done, Bhavik. Right?
Yeah. And read out some of these responses. What have we got? What have we got people saying?
And everyone just like, ha ha ha, just loads of people just laughing, just absolutely enjoying, just absolutely enjoying that it wasn't Kedge on top. I was like, we haven't had a response like that for anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know why, Kedge? You're just an easy to dislike person. So just take credit. Just take the credit for that. People enjoy. No, but there's certain people.
Because so you're like, putting me in the category as Piers Morgan now. Is this what you're doing?
Yeah, kind of. You know, when people are like, they're interested to know what you're going to say, but they're also like, oh, what a dick. But then, you know, but then they're like, oh, but what's he going to say now? But that's a good place to be. That's good. That ultimately, you know, it's engaging. And actually, I was going to refer to Tyson Fury and a few people. We're going to talk about some Netflix stuff that we're watching. But that's very much him as well in that respect. You know, I'm not saying even that you're a villain like that, but it's more like...
Panto villain.
But also, you know, like you'd have that person at school. I'll tell you what it is. You're competitive. That's what it is. And because you're competitive in a good way, like you get into it. Even all that rubbish that you do at Christmas time, making all the games up for everyone, getting the rules. You can
it's
borderline annoying, but equally, then when you want like I'll be honest, I'm the only enjoyment I've got this week about fantasy football is I scored more points than both of you two this week, right?
I want to talk about this because Tommy sent.
Hey, boys, you say what you want in a minute. Let me just state the facts. Then you can say whatever you want.
You have your pitch.
Week one. I threw myself into fantasy football. I don't really care for it in the way that you boys do. Oh, he's playing up front. You need more midfielders. You need striking midfielders to score points in a minute. Oh, shut up. Grow up. Get a life, right? Go smell the outdoor. Go smell the roses. Go play with people in your life.
Go wear fantasy some Crocs. Football.
Exactly. This is one step away from the AI bookwass, right? So that aside, I thought, you know what? Let me join in with the masses. Let me join in with the simple folk.
Oh, you're one of us.
Yes, I'm stepping down. It's honestly, it's like your birthday. It's like God coming down to celebrate your birthday with you. That's what's happening with fantasy football.
Right.
I'm stepping down to play with the... God, let me see what these kids get up to. And the amount you're into it. And now I'm getting all these alerts every week. Oh, have you updated your team for game week 3, game week 4? Well, shut up, right? It's all so sad. But... it's fine. I get it. It's a bit of fun and games. Like just joining in on the tamasha of let's say a festival or a holiday or whatever it might be. Or fancy dress. It's not fancy dress. That's what it is. It's fancy dress for my phone. You just get into it, play along for a bit, and off you go. No, I mean like you're just joining in for the sake of it, right?
Right.
So you're just getting into the vibe. And then I looked at it, I thought, yeah. And, oh, by the way, week one, I didn't really know what I was doing. Obviously, auto-selected the team because I didn't pick anything.
Can I just say, you've been playing for about 10 years.
No, you can't. You can't just say, Satch, thank you very much. You can't. Harry Kane was auto-selected. I didn't realize he doesn't play football anymore. Right? So that lost me a lot of points week one. So I'm already behind you guys. What I'm saying is, this week, 96 points. Thank you very much. And now we're all in the 200s. I'm at your heels.
He's back in the game. You know what? I love it. The fact that Tommy has got this excited, right? I love it because I want Tommy to be a part of it.
No,
I want him to be a part of it. I want him to even get past one of us and just try and hold it there for a
minute. This is a one-off. This is a one-off. This is a one-off. I'm telling you, he's going to give up entry. He's going to forget next week, but there's a game on a Friday. Then he's going to moan and be like, oh, I forgot. I've got other things to do. I mean, he's been playing this game for 10 years or however long we've been playing. Hang on. Let me say what I need to say. So he's been playing this since we've been on the radio.
Yeah.
And always been rubbish. I know what this guy's track record is all about because again, as I said, he'll go. And do you know what? The worst part of all of this is, he sent us a message in our group this week, and he gave it a big, and he sent a screenshot, and he goes, "I'm just going to leave this here."
Yeah.
Do you know what he left there? He left. There's a league with me, you, and Tommy in it. Three of us. Yeah. He's at the bottom.
Yeah, of course I'm at the bottom. But the points.
But I'm trying to work out what you were leaving here.
96 points. Versus your 63, whatever you got, right?
I mean, I just want to give him credit for just trying to get involved in the bands. With 96 points, you got to wave it. You got to get it out on the table. It's fine.
Yeah.
He can have it. For that one week.
But can I also say, I didn't really know what I was doing. Of course, I just triple
captained.
Captain Haaland. I triple captain Haaland. When I opened the app and I saw 60 points next to Haaland's name. Sachi, right? I'm telling you the truth here. It made me very excited.
Exactly. And that's what it's about. It's like the lottery. It's just like the lottery.
I suckered into it. Yeah, I absolutely hook, line, center, fell for it. And it is quite good fun. And now And by the way, I was going to say, the only reason I knew there was a Friday game on last week is because West Ham were playing on Friday night.
So he would have muffed it anyway.
I would have lost that one as well. Yeah, I would have messed up. So now that you just mentioned it, I'm now like, must change my team. I just put a reminder in my calendar for Thursday. So I'm like, okay.
There's no matches this weekend. Don't worry.
No, don't. Kitch, don't tell him anything. He's a master now. Leave him to it.
Why is there no matches this week now? What's going on?
Kitch, don't say nothing.
Okay.
International.
It's all right. But and also on the weekend, I just want to say I was out a day trip to Great Yarmouth. I haven't been there in a while.
Where's Great Yarmouth? I always get mixed up. Is that Norfolk?
Yeah, Norfolk.
Lovely, isn't it? I've heard loads. It's beautiful there. Yeah,
beautiful there. Had to make my way towards Pleasure Beach because it's brilliant.
Did it pleasure you?
It gave me so much pleasure to go pajama. On the rides in pleasure in the pajamas.
Did it give you pleasure? Or when you're on the beach, do you just pleasure yourself?
No. The Pleasure Beach absolutely served, and the rides, the food, the drinks, it was brilliant. And it was just like, the only thing I thought was, and we were so funny because everyone started noticing, it was like, we were the only Desis there. And it's like, you forget that there are places in England where, you know, you sort of forget, but like, my God, like there, it was just us. And everyone just kind of looks and you think, oh my God, are we abroad? What's going on here? It's just, we're kind of used to it.
I've been
but
there.
But did you rock up 20 brown people deep?
Like, yes. Of course yes. he did.
And despite the hot weather, did everybody have coats on and you pulled out all your gumballs and blankets?
No. Because I think we were all, you know, there's a lot of key weathermen in the family. And so, you know, everyone's obviously distributing the information as per on the WhatsApp group. So you've got about 16 messages about the weather conditions, weather temperature, pressure, everything, you know, pollen count. It's all there. Everyone's got.
And what did you take food wise? Was it tepla and all of that kind of stuff?
Because there was the initial tepla.
I can imagine you went to Great Yarmouth, you stunk it out, and now they hate you.
It's tradition. The first meal, obviously, of the local sort of UK staycation is always the tepla shark and chas, and it's just banging. You know, everyone gets around the table together. You open up the foil. You quickly just heat up the potato curry, and it's just joy.
You didn't take no dal to Yarmouth? You didn't have marmot to Yarmouth?
No, we don't do dal. You just need tepla and potato shark. That's it. And a couple of chilies. Yeah,
you're right.
That's it. You're on your way.
Bob, you don't need it. I'm not going to get sucked in.
Can I ask you, because it's slightly connected to this, because I went to a very Essex park. I tell you what, so it's called King George Park. It's amazing. It's got like a sprinkler water area with like loads of water really things like popping out the ground. So the kids are just running around in that. Mm-hmm. It's got a soft play area. It's got crazy golf. It had just loads going on. A wicked food area, loads of nice toasty sandwiches, you know, baguettes, jacket potatoes, all that kind of. So it's an awesome park out in Essex, sort of like Billericay sort of way.
Nice.
But again, I think, I don't think I saw any Desis at all.
Oh.
And you're right. But it's weird. How can I say this without... Yeah, I'm going to say it. And you can analyze it how you want. When you go to places like that are all Gore, effectively all white people, it feels like you've gone back in time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It feels like it's from a while ago. Because I don't remember.
Like in the 80s. Yeah. It does feel like you're in the 80s. Because also Great Yarmouth was slightly old school as well. Like the housing and all of that.
I was just going to say that. I don't know whether it feels that way because of the people makeup, because it's not that diverse, or whether it feels that way because these places are a bit dated. But this one wasn't a dated place. But it's just something about it. I thought it was a bit old school, but it was totally cool. There was no bad vibes. It was, you know, everything very kid-friendly. But it was just, you know, just another world. But it makes me realise that things aren't like that in London. In London, you know, you'd struggle to see a white
person. Different. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. And if you go just outside the M25, and it's very different. Why is do brown people just like cities? What is that? Is that just, do we just like to be near around lots of other people, or is it just jobs?
Just more opportunities, isn't it? Really, it's just that we just, you know, the Heathrow, the plane lands, and then we don't want to venture that far out. You know, it's just it's just
stay in West London.
Or... Yeah, because you only got like probably 20 quid in the taxi, so you're only going to get as far as certain distance. Do you know what I mean? And then it's like, you know, you can't really go. I mean, you're not going to land in Heathrow and go, oh, let's go to Norfolk.
Yeah. And same with the Southampton lot. There's loads of Punjabis in Southampton where the boats docked up back in the day. And they're just like, this will do. this will do. This fine.
Stay here. Stay here.
This gets me to get out quickly as well. So it's a quick exit
so,
as well.
So speaking of sort of desi areas in London, and so would you say that you might even change the name of one of the areas in West London to match desi's like Wembley? Wembley's obviously. What? You know, you kind of associate it with a lot of brown people, right?
Yeah, Gujaratis in particular.
Exactly. Would you change your name of Wembley? And the only reason why I'm asking this is because news that has just dropped. I would even say this is breaking news. I think we need a jingle. So anyway, I've just read India are hosting the G20 summit where all the world leaders go there in Delhi. And
a little summit.
So anyway, they've invited all the leaders to a dinner, and the official invite says, come to the dinner of the official G20 summit hosted by.
How do you know what the official invite says?
Because it's there in the news at the moment, and okay. It says, come to our dinner or whatever, that come to dinner hosted by the president of Bharat. And now the world media, Western media, have all gone mad and said, are India changing their name to Bharat?
Oh, because they're the president of Bharat. Yeah.
Oh, not the president of Bharat Army. Not Rakesh Patel.
No, the president of India, Modi.
But wow. Sorry. So where is this? Where is this wording gone out that they refer to India as Bharat? Where is it on an invite? What I'm trying to work out is who called it that? Is that India calling themselves Bharat?
Yes.
Or is that somebody else calling India Bharat?
India calling themselves Bharat.
Wow, that's quite a big statement, isn't it? To have that put out on an international sort of, you know, invite like that, and to kind of expect people to know what it means as well.
But Bharat has always been the name for India, like the Bharat, like how some people might say the Desh. You know,
yeah, Mera Bharat, Mera Mahan.
India, but it's more done. If my memory serves me right, because I remember when we started doing stuff with Bharat Army, and I didn't know too much about the name or where it came about, and then you know about Barmy Army, Bharat Army, then you realise it's more of a traditional phrase. I remember there being a little bit of a backlash from some Indians from India saying,
"Really,
you shouldn't be using the term Bharat. That's almost a term given to the Bharat." The army of the country, the people that really represent the land. It's a bit more hardcore, a bit more traditional, a bit more old school.
Yeah.
So the only thing I know referred to as Bharat is my pharmacist, because that's his name.
Bharat Bhai.
Yeah. Bharat Bhai, yeah. Bharat Bhai, send me the paracetamol, mate.
And I think a lot of Western people are going to get it mixed up with Borat. They're going to go, but my name is Bharat, my name is Bharat. They're going to just think it's that.
It's a bit weird.
They're going to pronounce it, because they're not going to say Bharat. They're going to say Bharat.
No, they're going to say sound nice. Yeah, or Bharat. Bharat Homes.
Yeah. Or like the shoe shop. Exactly. Where are you going to get your shoes from? Bharat, made in India. But it was. I think people are going to struggle with Bharat. It's the rut that makes it Bharat.
Everything needs to change. All the songs. Made in.
Yeah,
what?
It's a problem. Made in Bharat. Made in Bharat. It doesn't quite go.
What song is made in India then? I've never heard that.
Alicia Chinoy.
Alicia Chinoy.
Yeah, that's going to have to change. All of those people that have called their kid India, you've got to change it to Bharat.
Yeah, all the Western people who called, you know, all the girls who are named India.
Yeah.
It's India Bharat. Ari.
Bharat Ari.
I don't think it's going to stick. It can't stick.
Why not? If they want to change the name of the country and that's what it's originally known as.
I saw it as it was trending on Twitter. So I thought, why is Bharat trending on Twitter on the global thing? I thought, let me click on it. And then I just see all these articles come up from everywhere. Like every news outlet is now sort of saying this, that they're thinking of changing their name to that. And I was just like, well, that's a bit crazy then, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's because it's come through. It's a Sanskrit word, isn't it? It's the Sanskrit name of the country, and it comes from. So in the Mahabharata, Indians believe that the Indian race, they're all descendants of King Bharat. Then this is a mythical sort of figure that Indians claim started the Indian race. So, you know, there's all these connections to it as well. And, you know, I mean, it's going to take a while, isn't it? It's going to take a while to change over. But then everyone just gets used to it. It's just a matter of fact.
You're right. You know, they did it with Mumbai, Bombay thing. Yeah. But
I even closer to home. You change your name.
Bro, mine changed from day one. I didn't change it. They call me.
Well, no, I think it's about time you bring your Sanskrit name back as well. I think it's, you know, the state of Navraj. It's about time.
You know, I did
claim your identity. It's all about that's what people are doing nowadays. Yep, isn't it?
Exactly.
Be your true self.
From
me.
Officially, it's going to be called Navraj's Brownlow.
That's you could appear on someone really important's podcast and bang on about how you've changed your name to Navraj, and then you know you've become your true self now, and that you know you're like the real you, and you've discovered you, and you went through a lot of lows.
This is why you're not on a proper podcast. This is we could get a lot of like you know good press out of this, Tommy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just suddenly thought. I'll tell you what I thought of is someone just shouting my name, going Nav. That feels so weird.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, and imagine someone going, "Oh, we're going to go traveling. Where are you going to go? We're going to start from Sri Lanka, then we're going to go up through Bharat, and then into Pakistan, and then into China." No, what? It'd go through Bharat.
Yeah. Who's he?
Where do you live? Southern Bharat, Northern Bharat. No, I think India is a nicer word. India, you know, it's a, you know, incredible Bharat doesn't work.
No, that India. Works. That works.
Incredible India, and the adults even go India. Like you know, like that's it. It doesn't work with Bharat.
It works in that song from Jodhpur, East or West. Bharat is the best. It's got a bit of alliteration. It kind of works.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not. I don't know. Look,
I'm not sold on it.
Whoa. I think we're past that age anyway. So it doesn't matter what it's called. Like you know. I think they just about got us with Opal Fruits and Starburst and Snickers and Marathon. But if that changed now in my 40s, I'd still call it what I've always known it. Which is why, sorry, I know it's a bit of a contentious issue, but just hear me out. You know why the whole kind of he, she, they, them, people who are struggling with the accepting people for whatever they want to be called, it's because they're like, man, I'm too far in. I'm 46 years
too
in.
Too far in what?
Of saying he and she. Yeah, it's too hard for me to then, or it's not saying it's impossible. I will adapt. I will try. Of course I will, to make other people feel comfortable. But I'm so far into he and she, to do they, them, whatever. Yeah. It's a big change to
change.
The basic
program
of my language.
And same it's exactly India like, I'm sorry, it's not called Twitter anymore, but I still call it Twitter. That ain't changing.
It'll come with time. I mean, I still get confused sometimes when you know people are talking to, about people as they, and then you're kind of expecting more than one person, and it's actually not. It's just the one person. Maybe they're two or three people. So you know, you do have to be careful about things like that.
We've got to roll with it. Got to keep rolling.
And talking of rolling, we are rolling the podcast on to things that we have watched this week.
Yes.
Oh, mate. Well, we didn't get. It's been actually. Can I say, because it's been over the last couple of weeks, I've actually watched a fair bit of telly. August, just for everybody who wants to know, who cares, is a bit of a quiet month for us freelancers, broadcasting, shows, entertainment, because everyone's away on holiday. So there's very little going on in terms of comedy shows, things like that. So, and obviously that's why I went to Canada for a couple of weeks. We and I say me and my wife, I watched them separately to her, but we both have watched now the At Home with the Furies. On Netflix, which is the Tyson Fury documentary. Now, I watched the Logan Paul or Jake Paul. I forget who it was about, really, about him and his boxing. I think it's Jake Paul, the boxer. And I watched that one. And I saw it culminate. That series culminated in him fighting Tommy Fury, the brother of Tyson Fury. And they had sort of, and I remember thinking in that documentary, they had quite a lot of access to Tyson Fury in the house. And in, I thought, oh, what's going on there? And then bang, I see they've got their own Netflix one as well. So I'm like, okay. So whoever's made this is kind of doubled up in a way. But my wife watched all 10 episodes of The Furies in one day. And she don't watch anything. They're half an hour
long.
It's
really
watchable. It's quite reality TV-esque because it looks at not only him and his training and the boxing and the hype and all of that, but it also looks at like his family life, his wife, their communication, the fact that they raise their kids, their gypsy background. You realize how messy gypsies are because it's about being around your kids. They even take them out. The traditional thing is take them out of school at 10, 11 years old and like homeschool them. But the bit that you've all got, you're all going to have a little chuckle at. One of his kids is called Dutty. Because they named it Tyson. They named that kid Tyson.
Bobby Tyson.
It got confusing in the house to have two Tysons, Dad Tyson and Junior Tyson. So they go, oh, so we just nicknamed him Tutty. Tutty, Tutty. Oh, Tutty's, look at Tutty lying on the floor. Look at Tutty there. Oh, Tutty's got it. Tutty's got a brilliant punch on him, brilliant jab on him.
And sure, I'm going, yes. Oh,
yeah. Now, that Tutty's pretty powerful, I think they say at one point. And I'm like, yep, you can get some powerful Tutties as well. But I'll be honest, I'm saying it here. I ain't going to be the one, if I ever meet Tyson Fury, to tell him that his son's name means Tutty, Tutty, whatever, right? But honestly, it's a very watchable series. But also, what is spoken about so openly is mental health. In a way that isn't, I'm kind of bored of mental health. We've all been through our own, you know, hard times. And then when you hear about it, it just can get a bit depressing hearing about it, talking about it all the time. But he does it in quite a normal way. He just talks about the fact that he has to box. Even his dad's old age, goes running 5K every day, does weights every day. He goes, you don't realize how important training is for sorting out your head and all that. So there's so much to this. The wife angle, the kids angle, the brother, the Tommy Fury coming up. Brother, it's a good series. Did you watch it, Satch?
No, I haven't watched it, and it is on my to watch list. But one thing that I have seen, and I know that you've seen this as well, is the AP Dillon documentary on Amazon Prime. Yeah. So it's four episodes long. I think each episode's about 40 minutes, half an hour, something like that. So it's about a two-hour-ish watch. And I've got to say, I mean, I'm a fan of his music anyway. I think he's good, and he does stuff that's different to everybody else. And I think it's just good. Like, he's on trend, basically, is what you'd say.
Yeah.
But the story behind it, I think it's incredible. It was so inspiring to watch, I thought.
Kedge, I need you to watch it.
And I thought the same, Kedge. I was like, this is a Kedge program. He needs to watch it.
Right. I tell you why, because I'll talk about Kedge as I talk about the kind of the series as well, because when we worked on the radio, generally, the reason why I've always loved working with you two, right, is we kind of came together with a love for radio, with a love for performing, with a love for entertaining. But we all had our own different kind of angle on that love. Satch from a DJ angle. Kedge, you were more production, putting it together, how things are executed on the radio. You know, I will give you credit, you know, the kind of masterminding it. And you enjoyed that. You enjoyed that tactical play, but it needed us three to come together. And whilst we're all different, you know, and we always joke about this, we may not mix in any other field. We may not have come together as friends, but we came together as people that just wanted the same thing in what we were producing for listeners. And it was hard work. You don't realize, you know, we had a laugh on the radio, but it was hard. You know, we were so tired all the time. And these three guys, main three guys, I forget, Gorinda, you know, that guy, G Minor, and Shinda and AP, right?
AP.
They came together and they just all loved music.
Yeah.
They picked a manager to manage them who didn't know how to manage anything.
Nothing.
You know, they were all on a kind of equal foot. And they go, look, we don't know what we're doing. They're not trying to pretend to know what they're doing. They're going, we don't know what it's like to put on a tour. We don't know what it's like to do an album, release a single. We just stuck something on YouTube. But they knew what they were creating was their own. They weren't trying to be Gurdas Mann or Bardshah or anyone else. They were just doing their thing. And that's why, and actually Bobby Friction features in the documentary, and he goes, when we first played the song, everyone's like, why are they singing like that? Because they were singing so uniquely. Mm-hmm. But it is an inspirational documentary. If ever you're thinking, because some people might be out there doing their thing and again, where's this going? What are we doing? And we often think that, you know, and here we are with a podcast 5 years in, what are we doing? But we've got a popular podcast.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? I don't know. And even then, boys, even up to the very end with the tour that I knew was a really successful tour because I knew people that went to it, they didn't know what they were doing. They cobbled it together. There was stuff that went wrong, a lot of things that went wrong. But I know as artists, they want to keep pushing it on. They want to go, what's the next thing? So I think you will, you know, even if you're not into their music, and I know about 4, 5, 6 of the songs, really. And actually being out in Canada, I got into a lot more Punjabi hip hop, trap sort of style music. And there is a great vibe going on there, but it's a good documentary. For anyone who's interested in global music. And you see Nas come out on stage.
Nas is in it as well,
yeah.
So, it's good. Yeah. Definitely worth a watch.
Good telly. What are you seeing, Kedge?
I haven't seen anything. I've just had one of those. I was thinking about it. I was like, I've not really had time to watch anything. I've been away for 2 weeks. And it's just been go, go, go. And I'm watching Winning Time. So I'm working through that as the episodes come out because it's season two now. Are you not on it, Tommy?
You know what, bro?
He's giving up.
No, on Sky the other day.
Yeah.
I saw the record symbol by Winning Time, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, they've rerun the series. It's still in my Skybox memory to record the series. So it's been recorded, so it's there. But I just presume, I didn't even look at it. I thought, nah, because I haven't seen no adverts for the new series. Winning Time, if you don't know, is a series about the Los Angeles Lakers. It's brilliant. Kedge and I were all over it. Did you ever watch it in the end, Satch?
No.
Satch got bored, didn't it, in the first 30 seconds because he goes, you don't want to watch a program that looks like it's filmed in the 80s.
Yeah. That's
It's stylized. It's stylized.
I don't care. I got a UHD TV. Make it look good.
Nah, bruv. It's so good.
Just like saying, I've got this wicked TV. I'm going to watch it in black and white. Why would I do that?
Nah, it's not. Not like that. I'm trying to think of what it's like. It's what it's like.
No, it's just really well shot so that it takes you into that era of the 80s.
Yeah.
And the filters and all of that. Yeah. It's you know, the colouring of it is very clever as well.
And what I like, obviously, I love basketball and I love that era of Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan's and all that kind of stuff that was going on. But what was so cool about this is you see, again, a man and his dream. That's what it's about. It's about the man who created the LA Lakers, the man who brought cheerleaders to basketball and to sport in general. He wanted it to feel like Vegas. He changed the face of sport. Nice. A.P. Dillon, those guys, changed the face of you know, Desi music all around the world. Tyson mm-hmm. Fury has changed the face of mental health and boxing all around the world. These are good, inspirational people.
So seeing as, Ked, you haven't watched anything this week, what have you learned?
The thing I've learned is brilliant, actually. Do you remember when you were back at school? And this is a school-related thing, because obviously it's back to school this week. And I thought, you know what? Everyone's going to remember this. You know, on your exercise books, maybe you've seen it on toilet walls, but it was a lot of doodling that used to happen on your books and pencil cases and stuff. And everyone used to draw that S with the 14 lines. You know, you just start with three lines and you connect them.
Connect them all up. Yeah.
Why did we all do that? What was that? What is that S? Where does it come from? The universal S.
Ooh. Oh, is it like, sorry, am I just so I got it clear in my head? Is it like that heck? Is it very a hexagonal looking
S? So you've got
a top line, a bottom line, diagonal. So you make it like a boxy, hexagonally looking S.
Yeah, and everyone just draws the S. There was never any other letter that's drawn like that. And so you just draw the S.
You know what that letter always looked like for me? This is silly. It's a stupid little thing because it was around the same time. The Blockbusters S. You know how in Blockbusters?
A little bit. So it's like, basically, I found out and I did a bit of research. And so it was not me who did all the heavy lifting. It was a fella, a Swedish YouTuber whose name is David Wangstedt. And he has done a massive bit of research into...
What's David's Wang?
David
Wangstedt.
Wangstedt.
Donna Bunga? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's basically tried to figure out where does this symbol come from? Because there were a lot of false leads and everything like that. People trying to, you know, claim it from different parts of the world, from Wisconsin to Germany to South Africa and Japan. A lot of people say that... Do you remember Stussy, the brand Stussy, US clothing brand Stussy? Yeah, that it would maybe belong to them. No, they actually came back and said it wasn't them. Some people said maybe it was from the origins of the Suzuki logo. It wasn't them.
It
goes even further back. And so what they're trying to say, that it basically, it turns out that it's older than 1958. This S that we've all been drawing. And so David Wangstedt, he's sifted through so many comments and literature and all of this to try and find where it came from. Guess what?
Where they come from?
India. Yes. Bharat.
The oldest use of this is from 1890.
God.
That it was from...
This better be good, Kedge. I'll be honest. And that use was?
It was just used as the universal S. It was an image from Mechanical Graphics by Frederick...
Kedge, Wilson. This is...
No, what do you mean? This is important. Wilson taught geometry at Princeton University. Apparently, he taught his students this little neat trick to draw the symmetrical S. And that is the birth of this. Now, that's the knowledge that you need to share.
We have been doing this podcast. That is the most boringest things I've learned.
I thought it was incredible.
I've heard that, in my life.
Bruv, that went on incredible. So long. That went on so long. Milo's married. He's got three kids. I tell you, he's my kids.
The only thing I was laughing at was his surname because it sounds like that 50 Cent song. You say you're a gangster.
That's the only one. Yeah. Because he started off, he said Bangsted, and then he changed to Wangsta. He's just changing it as he's going along. Bunga, Junga, Dunga, he's going to keep changing as he goes along.
That is good pub quiz ammo. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Oh, so did you know the history of that S? Yeah, what is it? Oh, a teacher talked to the kids.
1890, Mr. David Wangsted. Jesus, that's incredible.
Yeah. I think he should have stuck to the syllabus that he was given by the head of the school rather than making up his own teaching practices. Satch, have you got a good one? Because I think I've got the best one.
I actually think I've got a good one. So this today, while I was out on my 2-hour walk, I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast with Hulk Hogan on it. And I thought,
I need to listen to that. I've been seeing so many Hulk Hogan videos.
It's so good, by the way. The whole podcast is really good. But there was one thing that he said in it, which blew my mind. And I was just like, this is nuts. Because I thought we would have got a load more money for this. He was in Rocky III, obviously, if you remember Rocky III.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He must have done a little cameo where he's literally just fighting in the ring. I think the scene's not even 5 minutes, something like that. So anyway, randomly, he's working for the WWF, which is what it was called then. He keeps getting these notes, like the Western Union sort of notes come over from Sylvester Stallone. And he's just like, nah, this is a joke. Someone's playing a prank on me, you know, like in the locker.
What does that mean? What does Western Union? What does that mean? Like a payment?
It's like a telegram. That's how they send a message, isn't it? It's just they didn't really have phones and mobiles to get hold of people there. So they'd write to them. They'd write to their workplace and say, can you pass this note on to XYZ? So anyway, he must have got these letters a few times and he's like, no, Sylvester Stallone, why is he getting it? So anyway, Sly wanted him for the film. Went over there to meet him, wherever they were, to meet up and, you know, got into a ring. And they're filming this scene about, you know, how they wanted the scene to look and all of this kind of stuff. And Sly basically at the end of it goes, cool, I want you. I want you for the film. And Hulk Hogan was like, okay, cool. But he didn't even think about a fee or anything. And he goes, Sylvester Stallone goes, I'll pay you 10 grand to be in the film.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan was like, he was kind of thinking about it. And he goes, nah, I want 15.
Oh.
And then Sylvester Stallone goes, I'll give you 14. And that was it. Deal done. And he's in the for $14,000.
That's brilliant.
Well, hold on. What year is that, though?
82.
I would say that's like about 100 grand now, then.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah. 82, you think about what you can buy a house for in 82.
I think Tommy's right. I mean, it's maybe quite more. A decent sum. But now it doesn't feel like a decent sum.
After that, while I stopped, I was just looking at other cameos in films and stuff. So, like, I think the latest one was, what's that geezer? Bill Murray came back in the latest Ghostbusters and he must have been in it for 5 minutes. He made something like 400 grand or something.
Wow.
And I was like, that puts that into perspective.
Bill Murray's an absolute ledge. But actually, you're right. It may be in the 82. But then, again, when you hear about the shoe deals that they do in those Nike documentaries and doing Magic Johnson, I saw a clip and they said if Magic Johnson had done a profit, stock options on trainers that he was offered back then, because obviously Jordan took the stock option, as we famously know, not many other players did at that time. And he went with quite a company, Nike. Magic Johnson, he would have earned an extra £6 billion in his career.
And he said no
to the stock options because he says we're not from money. We're not from money. He goes, so if someone offers you £100,000 or whatever it was.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Back then in the 80s, that's a lot of money.
And just very quickly to finish off that story, basically, he was in a contract with the WWE and he said, right, I'm going off to film this. I'm going to miss one of the shows. They said, well, don't come back. We don't want you. So he took the gamble. He goes, all right, fine. I'm just going to go do this film and then bugger off to Japan or something to wrestle. And then eventually got so big, the film came out. It was such a big scene. They got him back into wrestling because he was too big.
Man, look at that.
Love it.
Good one.
Mad.
All right. Okay. So yours is about the Wangsters and the Hulksters. mine is about a real thing I've learned that applies to everyone and their daily life. I hope to God right now, after all of this big up, it's not one that's got, because it's so like, oh yeah, that it made me think this must have been done before. And the thing, why does a salt holder have one hole and the pepper holders have multiple holes?
Ooh, this feels like we should know this.
I don't know.
Yeah,
this.
I know. No, right?
Go on.
Do you want to take any guesses?
So salt one hole, pepper several holes. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, normally you get the salt and pepper.
Is it because you need to eat less salt, so therefore you've only got one hole, and so you get less of it?
Good thought process. I like that. Logical. But no, that's not the reason that is it's there.
Go on then.
Satch, anything you want to say?
Is it just to differentiate?
Maybe. That's what I would have presumed all these years, so you know which one is the salt and which one is the pepper. But it's not. It says, why is it? And this has come officially from a royal family servant. Servant, staff, who lays out cutlery and all that. And he says, and the history of it is as follows. Salt was never designed to go all over your food. You put it in one spot. So hence you need one hole to aim it on the side of your plate. So it's for aiming. So to put it on the side, so you put a little gathering of salt. And actually, Kej, I thought you might know, because there's a couple of public school boys that I went to university with. And whenever they put their salt on their plate, Nick Corbett, if you're listening, Nick would always put his salt in a little pile and then dip his chips into that little bit of salt.
Yeah, I grew up with eating all of that. So like we just put it in a spot and you dip your chips in that. That's how. But then I never ate salt, so.
Yeah.
No, and pepper, you sprinkle all over, hence why it doesn't really matter about the aim and you can have multiple holes. So there you go. I thought that's a key one, right? That's a good day-to-day one.
That I'm telling you now, that is going into the Christmas one at the end. Mine might. Kedge, definitely not.
I think you're missing out. I think you're missing out if it doesn't make the Christmas one.
Is there any festival that Kedge's one could go into? Is there like somebody you don't care
How
about
in
no?
the Oktoberfest special?
Munch beer special. Yes, we're going to speak about the Wengstedt and his. Was he German? He sounds like German.
He was Austrian German, yeah.
And very quickly, before we do go, all of those things we learned were two of the three were good, but Kedge picks. To be fair, I think this is the second one in a row, Kedge. Yours is.
No.
I spent last week or the week before, it was pretty pants as well. Remember, Tommy?
The last week's one, I admit.
It was just like love, live, laugh or something like that. That's all it was. He had a statement, which was rubbish. But anyway, something that we mentioned on last week's podcast, and we should talk about it, but, you know, because you can win this, is the very two final tickets to our live podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, on the 16th of September, King's Place, King's Cross.
Keep an eye out on our Instagram and you will find out. It's going to be literally fast as fingers, baby. Two tickets.
And I'll tell you what, they are the last two. So, you know, we had the full sale went out, all gone. Then we had a little few left over a couple of weeks ago. The handful.
Can we point out that those left over weren't left over like no one bought them? They were allocated for us.
They were for us. Yeah.
And we're like, we don't want no guests. Yeah, we don't want that. Give it to our real listeners. So we passed them on. And now there's another two that we held back on.
Which we held back on because we thought, do you know what? There's still people messaging saying, I didn't get tickets. So this is your way to win them. But the only way you can win them is through our social media. So keep your eye out on that over the weekend. Weekend, Kedge?
Weekend it is.
Okay, I guess in case you are just thinking, oh man, okay, can't get to see the Brando, but want to check out more podcasts. This 16th of September is part of the London Podcast Festival. So if you want to look up the whole festival, see what's going down, see us on the lineup, see what we're doing and what others are doing, go check it out. And until then, we'll catch you next week. Is that all good? All good, boys?
All good.
All right, then. Until then, laters.
Laters.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boys DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boys DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.